Well, it's Thursday afternoon, February 11th, and it's time for another update. This one's more focused on Ontario, Canada, and it centers around the release of a pretty large number of sequences that have been released for Ontario. Actually, there have been sequences released for other areas, but in Canada. But the largest number and the one that's most interesting is Ontario, because of these large outbreaks in long-term care facilities or a mental institution. But mostly the large number in Barrie. And just as a reminder, there was a very, very large outbreak there. The total number of cases is probably in the neighborhood of 300. There were 129 residents, and all 129 were infected. And of those 129 infected, 69 died. And then about half of the staff were infected, which the staff plus some visitors totaled close to 100 more. And then contacts of the staff as well as the residents, which were generally family members, was, I don't even know what the number is now, because I think it's changed, but it's probably 30 to 50 more. So there's 250 to 300 for sure, and it's probably north of 300 that have been infected. And the question was whether there was really anything unusual about this sequence, that it had a 100% attack rate with the residents, that it had a case fatality rate for the residents of more than 50%. I mean, out of the 129, 69 died, there were only 60 that survived, and whether they are all in the clear yet is still a bit up in the air. But even if they are, 69 died and 60 survived. So it was well north of 50% fatality rate, at least among the residents. The staff didn't have that high. There was one caregiver that did die, and I don't think there have been any additional ones. So the fatality rate was lower for the staff, but exceedingly high for the residents. And as I had mentioned, Ontario was a little bit slow on giving out sequences. They had released three sequences early on, which were from a couple which were had traveled to the UK, or had contact with somebody who had traveled to the UK. They didn't reveal that initially. And in any event, the sequences were a little bit unusual. Normally, the UK variant has six deletions. It has three deletions in the spike protein and three deletions in the NSP8 protein. I'm sorry, six protein. And these had the three in the NSB6, but they only had two of the ones in the spike, the ones at 69 and position six, amino acid positions in the protein 69 and 70. They didn't have the deletion that deletes position 144. So they had five of the six, which is a pretty unusual constellation. And in addition to the index cluster of two, these are married couple, there was another case in Ottawa that had the same sequence. And then Canada really stopped releasing sequences. That about a week ago, they released a couple of sequences, which were done by the McMaster University in Toronto. And they were just listed as Toronto, not a whole lot of details. Hard to figure out how those two related back to other ones that had been noted in the York region. There were several localities that gave some details on who those cases were, but there weren't any sequences. And it wasn't clear if these two that were listed as being from Toronto really had anything to do with the ones in York, but they did have that same unusual constellation. Well, today, or really yesterday, and actually a few even the day before, two entities, McMaster University, again, who's in Toronto, and listed all of the sequences it released as being from Toronto. And the Ontario Public Health, which is also in Toronto, both released a large series of sequences. And they gave different amounts of information. The ones from McMaster were precise on what day the sample was collected, but they gave no data on the age and gender. And as I said, they're all listed as being from Toronto. And then another large series came out of the public health, and they weren't very forthcoming on the dates. They just said that the samples were collected in January. And they were a little more specific on the demographics. They gave the gender for all, and they gave an age range generally over like a 5 year, like 40 to 45, and 80 to 85. And so basically you got an idea on how old about half of the cases were. Half of them had the gender, but didn't have the age. And they divided up a good percentage of the samples. They were probably close to 50-50, had this unusual constellation where only two of the three deletions were in the spike, and the others had the normal constellation where it had all three. And there were three cases that were listed as being at least 80 years old. And all three of those cases, they were 80 or older, or in their 80s or 90s, did have the unusual constellation where they only had two deletions of the spike. They didn't have the 144. And it seemed likely that those came from the outbreak in Barrie. This is Roberta Place. And that's the one that had all of those big numbers. And most of the residences were older. And so it seems likely that the one missing the 144 deletion was at that facility. And there were actually 10 in a row that had that constellation. The press releases at the beginning kind of said that they had results from 10 sequences, and then they had other PCR results for a large number of additional ones. And the PCR was specific for the change of position 501 that N changes to Y. And all three of the variants had that change. So he said, yeah, this is probably a variant, although there are some that have that change, don't have the others, and aren't really in the category of being either the UK, the South Africa, or the Brazil variants. But in any event, these were all UK, and you know, the commentaries were that would be very surprised if not all of the ones that had the N501. Why were not the UK variant matching the first 10? Now, the first 10 didn't actually all come from Roberta's place. Two of them were linked to two other outbreaks, one in, I think it's like Bradbury, a little bit south of Bury, and then another one at mental facility that was a little bit north. And it would suggest that all three outbreaks are this unusual sequence. And so right now, I haven't really them all up, but the way they sorted out was that the Department of Health released 14 sequences that had an unusual constellation, as well as 7 that had the more common constellations. 21 sequences came out of the Department of Health, and 28 sequences came out of McMaster University. 24 of them had the more traditional 3+3, and 4 of them had the unusual combination, the constellation, I should say, with just 2, 16, and 70 in spiking, and then the other 3 that are in the NSC. So the take-home message is that this is a constellation with only 2 leases rare. It is very likely that all these cases for the initial came from communities. They'll actually probably communities they got infected by that person and to them may have infected others, and they did way they could be spread. The 3 that we announced there came out a week and a half ago, followed by the 4 that were by Manor, or 14 done by the Ontario Health. If my analysis is correct, and the unusual went in, Roberta likes his whole sister to then the literally 100 sequence accidents all. We'll have this lesson, and it'll show how many people were in the question from England that this couple. So it highlights easily this virus. And when infected, geographically, it goes from eye to facility, which is pretty much fairly far in Ontario. And then everything some of the cases my analysis is a place. And the interesting release. I'm not sure these are your work, whether these are being called Toronto. I don't technically think they are Toronto. I'm not that big. As since, I mean, there's a large involved in and New Market, and then all the way up to Nina. Those were confirmed cases. This is quickly easy. But it would matter these that are new, being designated as track is well. The majority, actually, all cases have been matched where 66 came from. They're just tested. I don't necessarily say that the ones that were done by the health like I say, there's only the reason I'll attack that Roberta piece. But that is popular, even if these real cases over all cases. In addition to the ones along the facility, at least quick and then we're still on the game, Scotia and blah blah blah. Yeah, that was a stand. So, you gave it. So it's pretty clear that part of this is that from a tree identifying where and where. I don't think we're really looking at the cases where at least broadcast it, it's specific for the tank that's in common. And I would expect that the others look at the site, and they've updated their overall February 9th, and the time's move average is just under because they do the only Baker absence of social distance that outbreak of positives is shut down because necessarily regularly is not that unusual. Just mediated it. A dramatic increase. And that's it for now.